All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of OEM TV. My name is Eric Mills. I'm with Microsoft. I do Windows Server Marketing at Microsoft. And I am joined today by my guest from PCM. This is Herb. Hello, Herb.
Hey, how are you, Eric?
Nice to meet you. Thank you. Nice to meet you also. Welcome to OEM TV. Thanks for joining. Could you just give us a quick introduction of who you are and what PCM does and the role that you guys play?
Sure. My name is Herb Hoge, as you mentioned. I lead all of our engineering and professional services. And a little bit about PCM. We're a holistic solution company. We focus on everything from the device all the way through the data center and the cloud. We represent many manufacturers. We have a significant services portfolio and capability. And we are growing by the day, now well over 4,000 people. So a very exciting place to be.
Okay. Nice, great. And, we're here today to talk a lot about servers. So can you just give us an overview of the PCM server offering, the lines that you carry and the form factors and that kind of thing?
Sure. So we represent many manufacturers, Cisco, HP, Dell, Lenovo in particular. And from a form factor perspective, we represent all of them. So it could be converged, non-converged. It could be blade. It could be rack. It could be tower. It really depends on the user or the use case that customer may have. We're pretty flexible as we architect solutions for them, taking into consideration all of those requirements.
Okay, great. And so why would someone buy their servers from you? What's the value proposition that you guys bring to the table?
That's a great question. For us, we really try to evaluate and understand the application considerations that may be there, understand the dynamics of the dependencies, what the workloads may be, before we just try to sell some compute because of a certain sale of the day or whatever the case may be. So we take into consideration their already placed infrastructure that they have or what brand they may have. We take into consideration the tool set that they're using to manage those assets. And then we understand the application architecture and characteristics and try to look at what makes best sense for their use case. And we're pretty successful in doing that for customers. And then ideally, we try to make that be as cost-effective as possible and then wrap our value-added services around that to simplify that. And those value-added services could be represented in many ways. One of such is helping them stage that equipment before it even arrives, for example. We have the capability of doing that in one of our many data warehouses across the country. We also have our own data centers. So we try to stage that equipment. We can set it up. We can hold it. We can inventory it. We then deploy it. And we can do that on site, integrate it with their current assets. So we think we have a very robust service offering as well as product offering, bringing all those solution sets together. And, of course, we're heavily partnered in Microsoft Technologies, which we think we do a very, very good job of.
Great. Yeah, absolutely. With all the product and service offerings and different form factors that people have a choice of, what are some things that people should be thinking about when they're buying a server? Form factor is only one thing, but what are some general considerations that you advise people through when they're trying to figure out what to buy?
Great question. Again, I think it depends on the particular customer. It depends on the virtualization platform that they may be using. That obviously has significant impact. Depends on the application workload, whether it be apps, web servers, database servers. Those are going to have specific requirements. And then the memory characteristics and how dense you want that server to be from a virtual perspective. We all know virtualization is prevalent, and some organizations like to really drive up the density depending on the application characteristic, and some like to drive that down and have less, depending, for example, if it's a database server. So I think those are the characteristics to take into consideration first. And then secondly would be what tools do you have in place today to manage that architecture, particularly around patching and all the other things that come along with that as you evolve and deploy that. And then lastly, your talent that you have within the organization, what are they most proficient with so that you can support that ongoing?
So that's great. So you guys are able to advise customers on specific applications or technologies like virtualization or database or email. I mean, your sales advisors understand that language and understand the different requirements of the hardware based upon what the customer's trying to do.
Absolutely. We partner all of our sales executives with pre-sales engineers and architects that can go in, assess, understand those requirements, and make the best technology decisions to help them move the organization forward. We take the pricing and cost considerations in depending on their budget requirements, again, and also looking at if they're a short-term transaction or a long-term, and all the financial vehicles that may be relevant to that as well.
Okay, great. Great. So slightly a different topic here. You know, you mentioned the growth that you guys are currently experiencing. Can you talk a little a bit more about the growing that you're going through and some of the acquisitions that you've made recently or are making?
It's been an extremely exciting time here at PCM. I've been with the organization now coming up, 8-9 months. And I joined the organization from an acquisition as well. So the first acquisition that occurred this year was OnPoint, which happened April 1st, and added some significant Microsoft capability as well as services capability to the overall organization, as well as a good amount of sales organization, particularly in the enterprise space. Then we made another acquisition of a company that's based in Canada called Acrodex. And then, as you know, we've made another acquisition as of late with a company called Tiger Direct and their B2B arm. And that's been extremely exciting for us because now we have well over 1,000 sellers. We have well over 1,000 engineers within the organization. We continue to grow at a very fast pace. And for us, we see significant upside with our customer base, bringing all of the synergies that we have across those different companies and strengths that we have across those different companies and offering them to that entire customer base. And it's my job in order to be able to deliver those technologies and solutions effectively and bring that to market. So we're extremely excited about it.
Okay, great. Yeah, that's a lot of Microsoft expertise that you guys have just joined up with. So the PCM that people knew in the past is maybe a little bit different than what they're going to see today. A lot more expertise around these type of solutions, perhaps.
It's very, very different. And, you know, we're not losing all of our history and culture and what we've been brought up with. We are going to still focus on being able to transact and be able to support customers in a very timely manner and offer them mechanisms and methods to purchase equipment and or devices very quickly. But now we believe, complementing that with all of the technical depth that we've added to the organization, as well as adding the cloud capability and the data centers that we've invested in as a company, we think we're very well positioned for the next evolution. And we're all in with Microsoft and Azure in particular, and trying to evolve and migrate those applications and create the true hybrid landscape for our customers. So we think we're in a great position for that.
Great, great. And, you know, a lot of people that watch this show are, employed at small and medium businesses. They're trying to make the decisions about which technologies to adopt and, you know, which ones not to. How well does your company cater toward an SMB type of purchaser?
Well, that's a great question. As a company with the acquisitions that we've made, I would say probably half of our organization is focused on that space. So we have a significant amount of infrastructure and support mechanisms to support those customers. We value all of our customers. And what's unique about us is because we can sell the devices and the infrastructure and the servers and the software and everything that wraps those things together, we think we're well positioned. So those SMB customers that other people may not find as attractive, we find very attractive. And it also allows us to wrap all of our services into one unique fashion, which a lot of those customers that we support today find very, very interesting because it helps them be nimble. And we can be the one-stop shop for them, not just from transacting, but also supporting. And that, I think, is a big differentiator for us.
Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of time a small and medium business needs that technical help to get them from buying a bunch of parts to a solution that works. You mentioned a little bit about the services previously, but just to go into a little more detail, do you guys offer things like, you know, installation of the software, configuration of the software, and getting the small and medium business actually up and running? Is that something that's in your portfolio?
We absolutely do. And what we take that one step further, so there'll be a transaction, the customer will acquire some technology, we can help them implement that technology, but we also, we do this for many customers, we can help them maintain that technology ongoing. in one of our managed service organizations, they can maintain and manage those assets and monitor them for them. So they don't have to worry about doing the day-to-day break, fix, monitoring, red light, green light type of monitoring that needs to occur to make sure that their IT organization is going forward. We also have invested in the IT asset management skills and capabilities to help them manage those assets as they deploy them, whether they be on the client side or in the data center. So we can also do that. And then lastly, we have a unique offering where we can track a license consumption of those assets for them so that they can do that so they don't need to do that ongoing, and we can show that to them on a quarterly basis, what they've consumed against whatever license entitlements they may have. So that allows them to get out of the day-to-day of being a maintenance shop and be more of an innovation organization. And a lot of our customers find that very, very attractive because they can keep their costs down in relation to maintenance so they can move their organization forward.
Sure, makes sense. You can't go wrong doing what's best for the customer, so good for
Absolutely
you.
Absolutely not. Absolutely yeah. not.
Well, good. Well, is there any specific place that you'd like to have folks go to learn more about PCM?
First place to start would be PCM.com. We have all of our offerings and capabilities there, and you'll see all the leading technologies and solution sets present for you. And I would urge anyone to go check that out. And obviously, you can send any of us an email from there or contact us, and we'd be more than happy to help you in any way we can.
Okay, great. Well, you guys have been a great Microsoft partner for us, Herb. Thank you so much. Thanks for joining our call today to learn more about PCM. And for the folks listening, we'll see you next time on OEM TV.